Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Inside the 8 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. Hello. Happy Friday. Happy Football Friday. We've done it. We've gotten through the work week. We're getting ready for another football game as I'm watching the fans in Brazil. Getting ready for kickoff there in about 10 minutes. Former Yankee legend, Yankee closer Goose Gossage is going to join us in about 10 minutes. If you heard me mention what we're doing in 2 weeks from yesterday, go to hellopif.org, hellopif.org. To get tickets, September 19th at the Venetian in Garfield, New Jersey. We're going to get together some of those old school Yanks, Craig Nettles, Bucky Dent, Goose. Yeah, those guys. Roy White, love Roy White. He's the best. I know he's somebody out there listening's favorite player from many moons ago. It's the first annual New York Legends Gala I'm emceeing. I'll throw on my nice suit and tie and we'll be putting on the Ritz. Come out for some cocktails, some past hors d'oeuvres, some great food, auctioning off some memorabilia, and honoring Thurman Munson. So we're going to do some more conversation on that in 10 minutes. But for now, I got people on hold. Jarvis in Harlem, back on the Fan.
Hello, what's up? How you doing, Keith?
I'm good, man. Ready for this next NFL game to kick off. I'm like, I didn't put any bets on it because I didn't think I was going to watch it. But here it is. Yeah, you're a Packers fan? Oh, right. You're a former Jets fan converted to being a Packers fan.
Yeah, exactly. Signed for the week one in Brazil, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, so that preview caller saying, like, who's been the worst GM, Brian Cash and Jerry Jones. I mean, it's Jerry Jones, obviously, because, you know, at least Brian Cash has been successful. At least they've been to the playoffs every single year. Like, I mean, they've been to the ALCS three times.
Yeah, Brian Cashman does have a 2009 World Series.
Right.
The Cowboys haven't been back to Jerry the NFC Championship since I was in the second
since
grade.
1995. since 1995, in like 27 years. I mean, like, it's just ridiculous. It's not even a question.
I was still wearing Batman underwear when the Cowboys last went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. So that's not why I called it. I was calling about the Jets. And, you know, like, I know Jets fans are excited and, you know, about the Monday night. And everybody keeps talking about the schedule, the next six games. They got a winnable games. Oh, they got the Tennessee Titans, the Minnesota Vikings, the Denver Broncos, the New England Patriots. Oh, they should be 5-2. Everybody just, like, calm down. You know, things like that. It's like
preseason. It's the first game. It's preseason for everybody. The refs are going to be feeling it out. The players are going to be feeling it out. They're going to be able to hit somebody for real out there. They're going to have to go through TV timeouts, this new kickoff. It is not going to be what you think it's going to be, and that's why we watch. It is absolutely crazy. Thanks for the call, Jarvis. 888-808-1019. It's unpredictable. That's why you should, if you're a gambling man, make some bets. Pick something with your eyes closed. Throw $10 on it. Look at Noah Eagle, man. Shout out to Birdman Jr. Iron Eagle's son. Noah Eagle is calling this game out in Brazil. I know I was hating on Chris Collinsworth's son last night. I'm like, why does Chris Collinsworth's son didn't play a lick of football? He didn't catch no passes. Why does he get to welcome the country into the first NFL football game alongside Tony Dungy and Rodney Harrison, Super Bowl champions? I don't know, man. John is in Oxford, Connecticut on the fan. Hello, John.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, you know, you call yourself the realistic Cowboy fan. You got no faith in them. Now, here's my question to you. From your point of view, impossible as it might sound, how would Keith McPherson handle the Cowboys winning a Super Bowl this year?
I'd probably be there. I'd probably be in New Orleans.
Would you be cheering? I mean, what would you say afterward?
Are you kidding? So,
you would.
The thing is, I don't have to believe in them, but I'm stuck with them. Stay down till you come up. There's a loyalty there. Like, I don't know any other way.
I mean, after you said they can't and they do, that means nothing to you as a sports professional.
But you're talking in a hypothetical.
Absolutely. But that's all you're talking into as well.
Look at their track record, John. They haven't been able to get out the second round, John. We're talking about them going and winning the Super Bowl. That is such
a reach. To the league, dude.
No,
that's
it's not.
To the league.
We got back-to-back champions that look like they can three-peat. We have the 49ers that have been to the Super Bowl multiple times.
Okay, like I said, that's 7/8 of the league. So, I mean, anybody else gets in, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say that the Dallas Cowboys are not a realistic threat. Thanks for the call, John. I know you love them. I know you Dallas Cowboys fans absolutely love them. Hold up, we them boys. How about them Cowboys? Every single year, the Big D stands for big disappointment. Big disaster waiting to happen. They fool you every single time. They're not fooling me. Fool me, can't fool me again. I mean, they fooled me last year. That's why I said I'm done. I packed up all my gear because I'm thinking, we got the easy landing spot. Speaking of the Packers who are about to kick off here from Brazil, I'm thinking they got the youngest team. They got a team with a quarterback in his first year. They're undefeated in Jerry World. No way they lose this game. They're 7-point favorites. That game was over in the first quarter. 888-808-1019. You can be a fan of a team. I'm a fan of the Yankees, too. Do I think the Yankees are winning a World Series this year? No. No, I've already been on air saying if it's the Yankees versus the field, I'll take the field because I just expect the Yankees to screw it up somehow. I expect the Yankees to just do something, whether it's a pitching choice, whether they want to throw Davey Garcia and then bring Jay Happ out of the bullpen. Like, I just expect them to screw it up. It's too good to be true this year for the Yankees. The American League is wide open, no clear-cut, dominant team. It's too good to be true this year for them to actually get it done. Do I want them to? Of course. Would I be there? Absolutely. Would I probably cry tears of joy as a sports fan? Hell yeah, because the unexpected victory, that's the best one. I got to take a break. Coming up next, Goose Gossage on the fan. This is Keith McPherson. This is KM to AM, BRB. Okay, right back at it on the fan in New York on a Friday night. Joining us right now, an all-time classic, a World Series champion in 1978 with your New York Yankees, played over two decades in Major League Baseball. It's Goose Gossage on the fan. What's up, Goose?
Hey, Keith. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm hanging out and hosting the show and happy to talk to you.
Yeah, well, great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'll see you soon. In less than 2 weeks, I'll be emceeing. I'll be on the microphone at the Venetian for the first annual New York Legends Gala. We'll be honoring Thurman Munson, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'll give you the floor to just tell everybody, you know, what to expect. It's hello.pf.org to get tickets. And, Goose, tell people what they're going to see that night, what they're going to be paying for.
Yeah, well, you know, just to talk a little bit about Thurman, he was the man, and you know, he doesn't, in my opinion, have to take a back seat to anybody that's in the Hall of Fame. And to have him, the greatest catcher that I ever had the privilege of playing with, and just an amazing, he was our captain, and I'm telling you, we'd never had a better captain than this guy. And, you know, playing with him the year and a half that I got to play with him was so special. So this tribute to him that we're going to put on, Roy White, Bucky Dent, Greg Nettles, myself, will be there. And, God, I'm inviting you guys to come and have dinner with us. And we're going to have a silent and live auction. We're going to have some great, great pieces from the guys that are going to be there, of course, and some other great, great items. So, and this all goes to the Thurman Munson, Foundation. And, I can't wait, you know, and Diane Munson's going to be there. So yeah. It's a very special evening. You know, anytime that I can do anything for a guy like him, you know, there's hardly a day goes by, and I know that everybody out there, the great Yankee fans that from our generation that loved the game like we did and loved the players, you know, there was no greater Yankee than Thurman Munson. And, you know, there's hardly a day goes by that I don't think about this guy and what a tragic ending to his life. So I'm inviting everybody to come see us, have a great night, tell some stories, and just enjoy some great old Yankee tradition.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's an honor to be asked to MC it. And, you know, anytime I go to these outings, it's great to just be around Yankee legends, guys that have won. And I'm glad that you decided to start speaking on Thurman Munson. I've connected with the guys that run the Thurman Munson Hall of Fame Instagram. And, you know, we've got a little bit of a bone to pick with Johnny Bench. Johnny Bench is out there saying he doesn't think Munson should go into the Hall of Fame. And we think he's wrong. And, you know, doing things like this and bringing it to the airwaves, we keep his name alive, his legacy alive. He should be in the Hall of Fame. The numbers back it up. And I think we'll have a great night of, you know, some question asking, some storytelling, and just breaking bread and having drinks and talking about the times that were. Now, talking about the times going on right now, Goose, I mean, when you watch baseball, we've got 5, 6, 7 relievers coming out of the bullpen. And right here with our New York Yankees, they had a guy closing in Clay Holmes all year that in the beginning of the year was an all-star. But 11 blown saves until the Yankees decided we got to do something else. Doesn't that just seem unheard of? Doesn't that seem like you would want to fix that sooner? Doesn't it seem like you would have some better options before you get to 11 blown saves?
Well, you know, the whole game is upside down. We got a bunch of nerds running it, and they've turned the game upside down. They're guys that are in positions, general managers. If it doesn't come out of that stupid computer, it doesn't compute. They wouldn't know a baseball if they could pick it out of a lineup of sports balls. They wouldn't even know how to put a cup on. They put it on backwards. So, you know, that's who's running our game and turning it upside down. You know, here's the bottom line. Those of us who played this game respected the game. That's the first thing that we learned, was to respect the game. These guys don't have a clue about what respect would be. And they don't have a clue. Anything that's really important and pertinent to the game doesn't come out of a computer.
Right.
But, you know, so that's what we're stuck with. And I got to watch this crap. And, you know, starters. How's another starter ever going to go into the Hall of Fame outside of Verlander and Kershaw and these guys, you know, going 5 innings? There'll never be another starting pitcher go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they're trying to change the game. They just came out a couple weeks ago talking about how they want to try to make a rule where starters have to go 6 innings. And I'm like, oh, we're too far gone. There's no way to go back and reverse what's been done. You can't make a rule now that starters have to pitch 6 innings. I know they changed the rules where guys got to face 3 out of the bullpen.
look at the shift. What a bunch of crap that was. You know, all you got to do is slap a ball to the left side and keep running to second.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Base double and end of shift. Hello. Hello. They're hitting into a shift, and that's what the nerds are telling these guys to do.
Yeah. Analytics. It's like analytically so ridiculous. Driven.
They create everything. They create everything that's bad, and they're trying to turn it around and change more things to make it right. Right?
Yeah.
You know, 100 pitches. Why would I put a pitch count in your head? They don't even train these guys right. They're pitching less and falling apart, these kids.
Well,
because
see,
these piece of crap, no windups are killing these guys. They're pitching less and they're breaking down more.
Yep, this you is why guys play, are hurt. This is why the game is where it is with, this, with
you
these
can't
bullpens.
Play, you can't play in the big leagues unless you have Tommy John surgery. Yeah. What the hell's that?
Goose Gossage, ladies and gentlemen. This is what you're going to hear when you come out to the Venetian. Again,
yeah, come on out. We're going to have some fun in honor of Thurman and one of the greatest teammates, if not the, you know, right. I mean, like I said, there's hardly a day goes by that I don't think about this. We loved him. We all knew where we were that day when we got the terrible news that he had passed in that plane crash. And, you know, his widow, Diana, is going to be there, and it's going to be a great night. I cannot wait for it. So come on out and enjoy it. And silent auction and a live auction. So we're going to have some great items, and it's going to be a great night, Keith.
Yes, again, it's hellopif.org, hellopif.org to buy tickets. The proceeds go to the Thurman Munson Scholarship Fund and the Roy White Foundation. Roy White will be there, Diana Munson, Goose Gossage, myself, I'll be hosting, Bucky Dent, and I'm sure some other surprise guests. Come out, have some drinks, have some food with us on September 19th. That's a Thursday in Garfield, New Jersey at the Venetian. Goose, you're the man. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, Keith, thanks for having us on and promoting this great night.
Yes, sir. I'll see you soon. Thank you again.
Thanks, pal.
888-808-1019. It looked like the Packers scored, but that got called back. Here we are in the middle of the sixth inning. It's still tied 2-2, Cincinnati Reds and Queens facing the Mets. And yeah, again, I cannot wait for this opportunity to be on stage, emceeing, hosting with Yankee legends. If you want to get tickets, it's hellopif.org, not .com, hellopif.org. I'm going to see what's going on in this game. I did throw a couple dollars on it since I'm able to watch it now. It's still 0-0. There isn't a first touchdown. We're now 90 minutes or so into my five-hour show. I'm still going to give you my Super Bowl picks, my division winners, and my week one picks. And we're going to take calls at 888-808-1019. Thanks for joining me, Goose. I think in the next few minutes, I'm going to bring in one of my friends, my friend Thais, who's from Brazil, grew up in Sao Paulo, to kind of educate us on the stadium that they're playing in, the teams that play there, the rivalry that exists, and to clear up some of the false narratives about the crime and about the wildfires and what's going on in Brazil, because many people were saying they should cancel this game. They did not cancel the game. The game is going on right now. So we'll go grab her. This is a time for you to call. Keith McPherson on the Fan for 5 hours. This is KM to AM. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Okay, New York City, I'm back. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's a little bit after 8:30. I'm watching this game, and Xavier McKinney, former Giant, picked off Jalen Hurts. Terrible throw out of the end zone. And now the Packers are inside the 15. There's some trouble with the field out there. Joining us now is a friend of mine. You know, I've lived in Jersey City, Bayonne area. There's a Brazilian community out there. My friend Thais was actually someone who lives out there but comes from Sao Paulo, the city that the NFL is playing this game right now. And I had a conversation with her because I'm like, I got to figure out, you know, the arena and how this came about and what goes on out there. There was a lot of information about crime and other things. And she gave me a lot of information that I wasn't able to just regurgitate on the radio, and she'll be able to speak to it better. Hello, Thais, you're on the air.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. I'm watching this game, and they're having some trouble with the field. I think they changed out the soccer turf that, you know, the team that, you know, usually plays there plays on. But can you tell the story of the team that plays, like, you know, the arena that the team that plays in there, their rivalry with your favorite team that you grew up rooting for? And let everybody know about the history of the colors they wear and the rivalry that exists between these soccer fans.
Yeah, of course. Actually, they are playing on the Corinthians Arena, which is probably like the biggest soccer team in Brazil. And they wear the colors black, white, and a little red there. And across the street, you have another team called Palmeiras, which is a team that wears green, and they are the biggest rivals in history of Brazilian soccer. So there are a lot of tensions right now because the Corinthians fans, they were actually putting some pressure on NFL not to use green color on their arena because they consider that bad luck. They just don't want green in there because of this rivalry. And then, I don't know, I started reading things and people saying that gang members were involved. And I'm like, this definitely not like a gang, a crime thing. So, yeah, those two teams are huge. And Sao Paulo is a huge city. And it's basically like divided between Palmeiras and Corinthians. I'm on the green side. So today, yeah, I'm a Packers fan, but definitely there's a lot of rivalry, and there was a lot of talking about like wearing or not green in their arena.
So American football, Football Americano, the National Football League decides to play in Brazil, and they choose to put two green teams out of the three green teams in the league. You know, only the Jets are the other green team. The two green teams, the Eagles and the Packers, they put those two green teams in the arena of the team that hates green. It's sacrilegious. It's blasphemous. Their biggest rival wears green. They don't want any green in the arena. And the NFL picks the two teams that wear green. And, of course, the Eagles got wind of that. And they said, okay, we're going to wear our white jerseys. And then they made it so, you know, the Eagles are the home team. They made it so the Packers have to wear their green jerseys, but I guess everything is fine. All the talk about the crime, Darius Slay was talking about how he doesn't want his family there, and there was talk about how they got to stay in the hotel, and, you know, people steal phones. I just think that there is a difference between sports fans and soccer hooligans and, you know, that type of stuff than actual gangs in Brazil and crimes that go on. Crimes go on anywhere. Like, I don't think it's what people are making it to be.
No, yeah, definitely. I don't know why it got the information here got that it was like crime thing. And I mean, São Paulo has crimes, of course, but it's not really like a super violent city. I grew up in São Paulo. I always had a great time there. My whole family is there. I visit at least once a year. Of course, I'm more aware of my surroundings because there are a lot of petty crimes, like stealing phones and all, but it's not really what they're trying to portray. And they mixed up like this rivalry between the colors, black and green, with like violence in Brazil, you know, being a third world country from South America. But I'm sure the players and the fans, they're going to have a great time. I've been following some news and the stadium is packed right now. And yeah, it's just beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, I don't think that they're in any more harm's way than they would be at an NFL game. I know I was talking to you and I was saying someone died at a Patriots game last year. There are viral videos of fights. You and I even laughed about like the Packers, their fans travel to Detroit to play. That's a dangerous city. Chicago, that's a dangerous city. Like there's no more of a threat in São Paulo or São Paulo than Detroit or even Philadelphia. I just think that in this time of misinformation, especially with the news that came out about, like, you know, Twitter being banned in Brazil, people just get a lot of fake news and they get a lot of wrong information. And even, you know, with the wildfires, you were telling me the wildfires aren't happening there. They're happening further away. Like, they don't have to worry about wildfires where the stadium is.
Oh, no, not at all. It's like really far away from the stadium. It's actually in the cities, in the countryside of São Paulo, nowhere near the metropolitan area of São Paulo. So they are fine. Probably, maybe, I don't know how the smoke situation is right now, but maybe a little bit of smoke, but it's far away from where the game is. And we're talking about like security, you know, Brazil soccer, we have like a long history of fans like being violent against each other. So if there's one thing we do it correctly is having security around, inside, everywhere, police. So I'm sure it's a very well organized game because this is something that is very serious to us. And it's been quite a few years since we actually heard any news about soccer games ending in violence, because nowadays everything is like really secure. The police make sure they are there. I don't see any reason to worry about anything.
Yeah. Are you watching this game right now? Are you able to get the game on?
I'm actually just online. I'm trying like to follow some friends that are there right now, and I'm just so excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, it is historic. It's the first ever NFL game in South America, so you got to be super proud that, you know, the city you grew up in is hosting this right now.
Oh yes, definitely. And NFL soccer, American football is growing there. I remember when I was in college, I had three friends that, like, those three big guys, they were playing American football, and I was so curious about it. I think that was, like, actually the first time I had any contact with American football, and I know a lot of people follow NFL and more kids playing, including Corinthians. They have a youth team for American football. I just read their name. I don't remember the name right now, but I saw that the kids went there to visit the players, and
oh, yeah,
it was really nice.
So, the flag football team, yes, I did see that as I was looking stuff up. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So now they're also playing American football. So I'm really happy, and I hope it gets bigger and bigger. The sport gets bigger and bigger there, because We are a huge fan of sports. Name a sport, and we love it, and we are passionate about it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for clearing some of that up and, you know, sharing your information and your background with us.
No worries. Thank you, Keith. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Thais. That's my friend that obviously grew up in the area, and I had the conversation with her because as I'm seeing Darius Slay talk about, I don't want my family to go, and I'm seeing people online talking about canceling the game. I'm like, wait, I know somebody from there. Let's get to the actual source of what's going on there. And I figured I'd bring her on WFAN to help educate the audience. 888-808-1019. Excuse me. Jalen Hurts just fumbled the ball again. The last time he turned the ball over, it turned into 3 points for the Packers. Now they recover the fumble, and they are within the five-yard line. That looks like a first down. They're about to punch it in. Here comes the first touchdown. I think I put all my bets on the first touchdown to be a Philadelphia Eagle. Never bet on the Eagles. Never trust the Eagles. And Darius Slay getting beat on a slant route. Did all that talking about not wanting to go to Brazil, not wanting to play in Brazil. Well, you're not playing. You're not making plays. All right, back to the phones. Let's talk about the other green team that I mentioned, right? The NFL does their research. They want to bring a game to South America, specifically to Brazil, and they choose a stadium whose arch rival wears green, and it's like sacrilegious for people to wear green in that stadium. They say, well, we'll put the Packers versus the Eagles there. Well, at least they left out the Jets. Mario's in Long Beach. Mario, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, so I got a comment about the Jets, but first, you know, I wanted to say something that's very interesting. I'm watching tennis now. I know you don't usually talk about tennis, but Francis Tiafoe, who's African-American, he's in the semifinals now, the U.S. Open, right? If he wins and he goes to the finals and maybe wins, he'll be the first African-American to win a major tournament since 1975, which was Arthur Ashe.
Yeah.
And he's going to be, and he'll be playing on Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Oh, yeah. He's got the juice. Yeah, I'm very aware of him. I haven't brought that conversation up yet or, you know, haven't gotten to that yet. But, I mean, I hope he does win. I saw him come out there initially with the Jalen Brunson jersey on. I know he's a fan favorite. There's a lot of celebrity support for him, a lot of local support for him. He's got a great story. I think his dad was a janitor, and he was a janitor of a tennis academy in Maryland, and that's how he got started. So, yeah, if the time comes where he's the champion and we get a chance to talk about it, I'll definitely speak on it. But, yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Exactly, and he's winning. He won the first set. So he's, you know, he's got
on his way.
A bit of an edge.
Yeah,
he's on his way. But it's funny, nobody has said that yet on the air about, listen, that no African-American has won in 48 years. They just say no American has won in 23, but no African-American has won in a major tournament in 48 years. Arthur Ashe was the last one.
Yeah,
there'll
I don't know.
48 years.
It's weird, right? The other night I was talking about how there's 15 starting quarterbacks that are African-American in the NFL. It's unprecedented. That's never been a thing in the NFL. It was quite the opposite. Sometimes people don't want to bring up things like that are actually highlighting change and progress in history because they lean to saying, oh, that's divisive, that's racist. No, that's great, actually. That's progress.
Absolutely, yeah. That's exactly my feeling. We feel exactly the same way. You know, 100%.
I get it.
That's the way I feel, too. I'm also Italian, and I'm married to an African-American
woman.
Remember
you,
that really matters.
I remember you telling me that, so I'm sure you...
You know, and it educates me a little bit. I knew a lot, but, I mean, when you're with somebody, you find out things that you never would thought of. I mean,
yes,
she's 55 years old, and she lived in the South, and she told me that she's the first family... when she was born, the first family that didn't have to be born in the basement of a hospital.
Wow.
Her mother was born in the basement of a hospital because that's the way it was in Oklahoma in the 60s, you know, whenever she was born, the mother, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of why. Who would think of that? I mean, it's not that long ago, you know?
Yeah. Unfortunate reality that a lot of people lived in and are still living to speak on.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to get there, but I figured I'd share that with you because, you know, at least about the tennis.
I don't mind. Once in a while, I get there, too. It needs to be said. It needs to be spoken on for everybody to hear. I don't mind speaking on race. I don't mind speaking on history. I don't mind speaking on progress either.
No, it's a great thing. Now, you know, I'm a big Jet fan. I've been a Jet fan my whole life, right? And I'm old enough, I'm 68. I was old enough that I saw them win the championship, you know? I'm a little younger than Beningo by a couple of years. And I really think that let's pump the brakes. They're really, really good. I would be very happy with make the playoffs and win one game. This Super Bowl thing is a little bit unrealistic. You know, you can really, you know, dream about it. I don't really see it. You know, I hope it happens. I hope I'm wrong. But if you really look at the odds, it's like about 4% to win the Super Bowl for them, you know?
You and I are on the same page. I have not once said anything about winning the Super Bowl. I said the goal of this year is to end the drought. Many people want to skip to the Super Bowl because they say, well, why'd you go get Aaron Rodgers? You go get Aaron Rodgers because you've had terrible quarterback play. The Green Bay Packers, who we were watching, they had their quarterback waiting in the wings that they've just paid, and he became available. You can't just say they're a Super Bowl team because they have a quarterback that won one Super Bowl 14 years ago. End the 13-year drought first and let the chips fall where they may, and maybe they have a path to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. One last thing. I'm on the same page with you. I think you said the same thing about Neighbors. Is that the receiver on the Giants? Neighbors, right?
Yeah. He's a rookie.
Yeah, and they put him in the Hall of Fame. You got guys, I don't even want to mention him on talk radio, saying, oh, he's the third best receiver in the NFL. He hasn't caught the damn pass yet.
Yeah, it's insane. It's honestly like, and you know what? I listened to John Mara, and as soon as they brought up Malik Neighbors, like replacing the star that Saquon Barkley was, Mara said, well, I don't want to put that much pressure on him. This kid's got a ton of pressure. They unretired a jersey for him. This kid's got a ton of pressure. He's a first-round draft pick that people are proclaiming to be Jerry Rice, and he can only be as good as the play calling and as the guy throwing the ball to him. There's so many people, it's a runaway train, saying that Malik Neighbors is this game breaker. And yes, he was in college, but like, how many receivers step into the NFL as rookies without a great quarterback and just dominate? It's hard to dominate. There's three levels. There's a pass rush, there's a secondary, and there's a guy throwing the ball. Like, they have to all work in unison. He can run routes and be wide open. The ball might not get there. He can also drop passes, as we've seen him do in practice and we've seen him do in the preseason. Like, I think he's going to be a prime-time player and was worth the 6th overall pick, but we got to slow it down. Here comes his first game Sunday. I drafted him in fantasy. I'm rooting for him, but we can't step out there and say that he's automatically better than NFL receivers that have done it at this level for years.
Yeah, and one last thing, they could double-team him because even though Wandell Robinson and the other guy, they have potential, they haven't done anything
sure,
yet.
Sure, let Jalen Hyatt beat us. Let Darius Slayton beat us. Let Wandell Robinson beat us. Or let Daniel Jones beat us without having to throw to his number one wide receiver. Defense is plan and scheme, and that's why the quote came out from Ivan Pace, a linebacker from the Vikings no one's ever heard of. They're laughing because as they're getting ready for the Giants this weekend, they're like, who do we have to stop? Malik Neighbors, a rookie? We'll double him. We'll have a safety over the top. We'll have a corner
on
him.
Is that what he said?
No, but it's just obvious. Ivan Pace said, we're about to go crazy. It ain't even going to be a matchup. And he said it so smug with a smirk. Like, people talk about bulletin board material. No. NFL players do not respect Daniel Jones. NFL players also do not respect the Giants because they've been bottom feeders for a decade. NFL players do not respect rookies because you got to show us at this level. It's not LSU versus Mississippi State anymore. Here we go.
Right.
I can't wait to see it. I cannot wait for Sunday. Bum, 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 bum.
Can I bring up one more quick point?
Yeah, I got 5 hours. I'm good. Well, I've got three hours.
Okay, listen, what do you think about, this always bothers me with Lamar. They always try to pick up. I know he missed a throw yesterday, but he had a good game, man. He ran, he had 400 yards of offense. When I'm looking at the stuff on TV, they're only putting, oh, he missed that throw, as usual. Well, they would have never been in that position without the things that he did. What do you think of his game? And I'll leave you at that. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Mayor. I'll say this. I don't think they're always picking on Lamar. Lamar's a two-time MVP. He's come up short in the playoffs because he has shortcomings in his game. They have changed offensive coordinators. They have given him now Derrick Henry. They have tried to draft receivers like Zay Flowers. They've tried to sign guys like Odell Beckham Jr. As dynamic of a weapon he is at the quarterback position, you guys should have eyes on that Mets game. It was 2-2 for a little while. Now it's 4-4. The Mets went up 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth, and then the Reds come right back in the top of the seven. TJ Friedel homers a two-run shot to tie the game. This is a hell of a baseball game going on if you guys are paying attention to the Mets. But back to the game last night. I'm a big Lamar fan, right? I put a Lamar Jackson jersey on my son Jackson before I put a Dallas Cowboys jersey on him. I have pictures of him last year. That was his Sunday go-to. Jackson McPherson wore Bo Jackson and Lamar Jackson. No Dallas Cowboys gear. I'm not putting that evil on my son. I let him choose his own team. I love Lamar Jackson's game. From Louisville to coming into the league, underrated. I was talking last night about the 15 starting black quarterbacks in the league and how it is a big deal, and it's not anything to divide. It's not anything to call out racism. If anything, it's to acknowledge the racism that existed and the change that has happened, and we're not going back. There's going to be more. There may come a time where all 32 teams employ a black starting quarterback. Just last year was like, oh, Tyrod Taylor becomes the first black quarterback to start for the Giants for consecutive starts or something like that. I know Geno Smith got a start back in the day, but I forget the exact thing. With Lamar, he gets a lot of love because he is that black quarterback who came from Florida, plays in Baltimore, where there's a huge black population and community. He's got shortcomings in his game, though. You got to make that throw. You got to hit Zay Flowers. You got to make throws. It can't be so much improv. It can't be so much backyard football. It can't be so much scramble drill. It can't be so much run and dip and dive and get the first down yourself. It's got to be more strategic. That's not all on him. But he had multiple opportunities to win that game yesterday. Patrick Mahomes in the Chiefs' first game, I mean, they held it down. They did what they had to do. It wasn't like they just blew their doors off. They had multiple opportunities. So I don't think anyone's picking on Lamar. But what they're saying is, this guy's the MVP of the league. When is he going to break through to be the quarterback that can get it done late in games? He had an open receiver in the end zone. He missed him. I heard Ryan Clark talk about him today. They said he's Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook had all of these games with double-doubles, triple-doubles, getting rebounds, putting up points, getting assists. But when it came time in the playoffs, when it came down in crunch time, where does that go? That evaporates. The numbers evaporate. I don't care that Lamar had his best rushing performance. I don't care that he put up 270 yards passing, 120, like all-purpose 400 yards. The stat that matters is the L. They're 0-1. All of that couldn't lead him to victory. He had the game multiple times, couldn't get it done. He's got to figure out late in games the decision-making, knowing where his receivers are, and how to make the shot. Russell Westbrook couldn't make the shot down the stretch. He can get all these points and assists in the flow of the game, but when it comes down to make the one play to win the game, that is what separates the winners from the losers, the champions from the guys that collect the other hardware. 888-808-1019, watching this NFL game, got eyes on the Mets game, taking your calls. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got 3 hours left. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.